We often hear local entertainers talk about their plight. Well, here's one story worth sharing with you.
You don't know how he's doing, Dan. Dwayne Dress. Peter Cox. 2X.
Take away my sunlight. Take away my dream. You can take all I love, but you can't take me. Take away my freedom. Take away my reasons. You can take all I love, but you can't take me. 186,000 feet per second in a light year.
This is Peter Cox.
I ain't never going back there.
I was always involved in entertainment. From the time I could count, from 1 to 3, I was singing. You know, from the time I knew my ABCs, I was singing. yeah, I think it was in entertainment from primary school. Then I went on to secondary school. I did Mr. Corjan Pari, then Mr. Secondary School. I won both of those. And I was in Teen Talent at 14. I came second in Teen Talent when I was 14 with the group Infinity. then I stopped music for a very long time.
And that turned out to be about 15 years.
Life just threw me in a different direction. had my daughters. So entertainment wasn't really paying the bills per se. So at one point in time, I was working three jobs. I worked at the airport for, I think, 13 years. I was also doing security at night. Then I did my tourism management diploma at Baymat at the same time. So at one point in time, I was working at the airport from 10 in the morning till 5. Then I was working security from 7 to 7 the next morning. And every Monday, I think it Wednesday and Friday, I was going to school.
What was that like?
I was very hard. I was very hard. Like, sometimes I can remember coming home in the morning, and I was so tired I couldn't even take my shoes off. But, you know, I was a lot younger then. I was, like, in my 20s. I have two daughters, Malika and Michaela. They're now 18 and 16. So, you know, I just had to do what I had to do at that point in time.
You can take all I love, but you can't take me. Take away my freedom. Take away my reasons. You can take all I love, but you can't take me.
So what brought Peter Cox back to music after 15 years doing other work?
I lost my mom. My mom died 5 years ago. And at that point in time, I was, I was rebuilding my life. So I went through all the leaves. I was at my lowest point. When I say leaves, I mean spiritually, professionally, financially. I was at a very low time. Had to move back home. And then after, I think maybe a couple of months after moving back home, my mom passed away. My mom told me that she wasn't feeling well in February, and by September she was gone. But what happened is, I can remember it was the last day. Last day she was alive. Went to visit her at the hospital. And you know, she was all masked up, couldn't breathe. And it was at the foot of her bed. And she she took her mask off and she tapped me on my shoulder. And she was like, "Well, you don't sing, you gotta sing, you gotta sing, and you gotta play your guitar. You have to continue to sing. You gotta start singing again. I don't hear you singing anymore." So when she passed away, I picked up my guitar again, and I was really using it for healing. I was really using it for healing. So I would make videos at home under my breadfruit tree on a rock in my yard. Every Sunday I would do a channel on Instagram called Breadfruit Tree Chronicles.
Tomorrow, what happened next in Peter Cox's musical career?
I think I just wanted to die. I wanted to just pass away because it had really affected me.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business. Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicorp use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicorp advisor or visit Sagicorp.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicorp, wise financial thinking for life.